Podcast. Watch Global. Support local. It's the B+ Wrestling Podcast.
The Moose.
Alright, ladies, gents, and non-binary friends, welcome to the B+ Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Does Things, here to do the thing where we do the thing where we talk about pro wrestling and all the news in the wacky world thereof. Joining us live from Osaka Joe Hall, from the site of Dominion, Benny the Ref, how you doing, man?
Yes, I'm doing good. Dominion is tomorrow night. Today is the New Japan Cup final.
Yes.
Which is in front of third capacity Osaka Joe Hall.
Yeah.
So I'll be giving a live update because it literally just started a couple of seconds ago, just as we did.
Yeah.
So is it a test run? Is it a test run?
Crowd looks good. Crowd looks like it's every third seat. It's looks good on the screen.
I thought it was going to be every second seat.
Oh.
You can't be too careful.
It's every third.
Yes. It does. Looks like every second. I don't know if it's a bit different up in the upper decks or not. Upper decks looks like it's every third. I can't tell.
Right, so it doesn't look too sparse though, like compared to, because obviously what we've got behind you, very full crowd.
Yeah, I couldn't have photoshopped it to properly reflect the audience.
It would have taken a while.
Yeah. To get it looks in there. Like all the rows are like between the rows of seats. It's move. Yeah, there's quite a bit more space, so that's probably how they can get away with having every second seat because there's the further space between rows. So.
Interesting.
It looks really good.
Interesting.
So this is the most people in front of a wrestling show in how many months? So.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to. I'll actually tune in for this one after we go off. I'll go in and rewind it and watch it from the start because definitely, I'm more interested to see because I watched the first two without the crowd and I was like, I'm not feeling New Japan without a crowd. So
yeah,
definitely keen to see.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, how it goes. And of course, in his home office there with that beautiful large Pokeball. The Pokeball stands out, man. There's a Pokeball behind you. Mr. Mysterious.
That's the idea, yeah.
How you doing, bud?
Yeah, I'm going well, actually. I took it out for a couple Pokemon Go sessions because Team Rocket finally got released. So,
still play Pokemon Go?
I still play, yeah. It's not, obviously, given everything going on, it's not the best of times, but
yeah.
Like it's very, everyone knows how to keep their distance still, so it's very nice.
Yeah, I haven't played Pokemon Go in so long. It's I'm on Sword and Shield, though. You know, the real Pokemon games. The real ones.
Yes.
My daughter plays the real ones as well. She's 5.
Mm-hmm.
She's better than you. But but you're over there in Perth. Okay, just before we go any further, I feel the need to do this. Except for in Victoria. So.
Okay. I assume that's where this is going.
Wrestling's back. We're proud Australians again because Australian wrestling is back. That's what I was getting at there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't listen to the national anthem at our sporting events for wrestling. It'd be kind of weird if we did, I think. But it's back.
It's coming back slowly but surely. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, it's happened.
Dates are out there.
Dates are happening. Yeah.
Happening. Yeah. We're getting dates, which is the important thing. But it's literally happening like right now where you are. Well, I mean, I guess you're a few hours behind me. So in a couple of hours.
In a couple hours, yeah. Where I am, there's going to be a members only, invitation only show for Schwa. That's
right.
High stakes.
So similar to what EPW did last week.
Yeah, so EPW's was a members only. Schwa was a luck of the draw. We're going to give out a handful of tickets, and then, yeah, if you get them, good.
So Matthew Stacey in the chat is saying high stakes is a crowd of 15. So 15 people there watching. So, you know, not quite as many as in Osaka Joe Hall tonight, but, you know.
Something.
It's something.
Depends how small the venue is. So.
it's
just at the training facility, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at their little home joint. So. You know, wrestling's back in Australia. We're starting to get dates. What other dates have we gotten? I know down here we've got Rampage have announced their first date back, re-emerging, and that's on the 24th. So that's in 2 weeks. That's respectable. Yeah. And we've got Riot City Wrestling on the 8th of August. So another couple of weeks after that. So we've got wrestling coming back here. What else is happening? I think you said Suplex have announced a date as well.
Yeah, July 25th. And also on the same day, EPW. But there it's going to be a full show where at the Claremont Showgrounds, their usual haunt before everything. So
right. So that's a place where you can fit up to like 1,000 people in there, I think.
I don't know about 1,000.
I don't think I've never seen it that full, but I'm pretty sure it can. Yeah.
Can house quite a few. Like when I was there a few times, it was like you can house about 500 odd, and then go from
so
there.
I'm way off, but right. Still pretty good. What's happening? I can see you looking at the screen. What's happening? Is it good?
Oh, we just got a GBH. So Honma and bloody, what's the Unchained Gorilla? Okay, I'm blanking on his name. Just been Yuya Uemura.
Uemura,
yep. Ura, yeah.
Okay.
And Yota Tsuji. The match is still on, but Togi Makabe, of course, that's his name.
Right.
Yeah, they're just beating down the Young Lions. So.
Okay.
Opening match still.
Matthew Stacey's confirmed it is 500. I was off. Maybe there's another place at Claremont that can fit 1,000. Because that's the showgrounds, right? So there's other places.
There's other places in there, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's why. Because I think when we spoke to Davis Storm at PWA Coliseum, this was just just banter when we were just hanging around watching the show. So I don't know. I shouldn't have said his name. Whoops, we're live. Can't edit that out. But basically, I think he said, like, the hope is, if you increase the crowd, you're in a place where you can literally move one room over and now you can fit 1,000. I think that might be where I got the idea in my head that it was 1,000. So we're going to get, obviously, live updates from Benny the Ref. Should you be Benny the Correspondent today?
Tokyo Ben.
Tokyo Ben.
Benny Tokyo.
We'll take it back to Tokyo Ben.
Correspondent reporting live
B-plus
from the...
reporting. Sort of. Anyone thinks you're actually there.
speaking of dates for Australian wrestling shows, nothing officially announced for TCW yet, but one of our owners did comment on a post for we've got an open day coming up on July 25th. So if you want to come along and if you're in Tassie, want
to
come along.
Seems to be the day for things.
Yeah, so, but he did comment on that saying we're hoping in October to be back with our proper show, but nothing's been advertised yet.
Right, because you guys run a little less frequently than some
every
places.
3 to 4 months. So.
Yeah, so October's respectable. I'm hoping to get to Sydney in October. If they're trending up again, aren't they, in New South Wales? So I don't know if it's even going to be possible, but we're hoping to... We're going to make the drive up this time instead of flying. We just got ourselves a Nissan X-Trail, and we're gonna go. So even if the border's closed, we can just go off-road. Find our way to the Coliseum in the Thunderdome. Off-road to go to the Thunderdome. I think it'd only be appropriate, right?
Do you it would literally be a Mad Max situation if we were doing that. Literally inspired by Mad Max.
Yeah. I didn't buy tickets yet, no, because God knows what the situation's going to be, you know?
Yeah.
And so buying tickets doesn't seem like the smartest idea.
Yeah. I was hoping to go to it, but it looks like it's just not going to happen. So
It might. I think the show's definitely going to happen.
I mean, traveling and being able to come home and then not have to isolate for 2 weeks.
That's
the main problem.
That's the thing. That's the big thing for us. And so all of us, none of us can be there unless the whole travel situation lightens up. And so... I'm hoping it does because I would love for all of us to catch up. And if not,
we will at some stage, somehow, somewhere.
If not, we can just all go to Tasmania in October for Ben's show. Let's just do that instead.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to see Tasmania. It's a beautiful place from what I hear.
Well, you might have to spend 2 weeks here. We'll see.
I thought that we're okay. Between South Australia and Tasmania, it's free travel at the moment.
I don't know.
That's the last thing I heard.
Sure. We'll have to look into it.
Yeah. So what else is going on over in New Japan? I heard that Minoru Suzuki is not going to be a part of this show.
The Today Show? I don't know if he was originally booked on the card. He might be on Dominion.
Dominion, tomorrow. Let me pull up the
article. Well, there's only 3 matches are announced with Dominion so far, so he might have had a match, but just not announced yet. It was probably going to be just like a 8-man. But yeah, he's apparently got some fever symptoms, so just precautionary. He's not going to be on the show. He hasn't been in contact with any wrestlers since the July 3rd show, and everybody tested negative at the time anyway, so
yeah,
should be fine.
I've pulled up the article here, Osaka Ben, which is what we want. We went with Osaka Ben because that's where you are. So Minoru Suzuki to miss New Japan Cup finals. So as a precautionary measure, like you said, he's going to miss both of this weekend's events. Developed a fever on July 10.
Coronavirus would be too scared to get Minoru Suzuki, I think.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it'd go after him, would it? You wouldn't want...
Unwise move.
He's a scary, scary man. So, but he's been struck down with a bit of a fever. So as a precautionary measure, I'm sure he probably wanted to wrestle, but like knows that he can't. So, it's one of those things could be coronavirus, but all testing showed negative, says here. So, coronavirus, antibody antigen testing all showed up negative. Suzuki has had no contact. Okay. So yeah, that's what you were saying. No contact with any other wrestlers. Full cards yet to be revealed, but that's, so Suzuki won't be there. So anyone wanting to watch, New Japan Cup finals or Dominion in the hopes of seeing Minoru Suzuki, shit out of luck. Not going to happen. But that's not the big match. The big match is Evil in them. So who you got for that one, Ben?
Well, the smart money says Evil's going to somehow beat Okada and then face Naito just because you wouldn't want to give that away. Like they've done Naito versus Okada twice, and it's only been at the Tokyo Dome for Wrestle Kingdom shows, so don't know why they'd give it away tomorrow on short notice.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know if it was, I can't remember if it was Voices of Wrestling. So I've started slowly getting back into wrestling content this week. I had a list of about 40 podcasts I was behind on. I thankfully, because, you know, I don't watch WWE anymore and, you know, TV is what it is and, you know, wrestling's been off lately. So there hasn't been much to catch up on other than watching AEW. So that's been easy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been getting back into the wrestling podcast. And I think it was either Voices of Wrestling or the New Japan podcast that I listened to, which is, I'm blanking on the
Super,
name of.
Super J-Cast.
Super J-Cast. Thank you very much. It was one of them where they said that they did mention that they could. Like, they're like, it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that they do Okada Naito just to be like, we're back. Look at this giant match. I don't think they will, though. Surely not.
Before we move off Japanese wrestling news, I just saw this morning, Zero One, you know, Pro Wrestling Zero One, has acquired a new parent company since July 1st. They're going to provide antibody tests of COVID-19 for about 1,000 people per show without charge. So,
wonderful.
This is like a Yahoo Sports Japan.
Like for fans coming into.
Yeah, so they can get some people in there. Yeah, Zero One is going to live on because they look like out of the companies that are running in Japan.
You know, they're still going.
They don't make a lot of business. So
yeah.
That's, I think they barely hang on at the best of times.
Yeah.
And you can always get a ticket to that show.
But that's cool. So you said they acquired a new parent company. The new parent company would have acquired them, I think.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm just trying to...
they got adopted is what you... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the article now. I can't see the name of what company it was, but yeah, I'll chime in if I spy it.
Is there anything else to talk about in terms of Japan? Because while we're on the topic of business, I'd like to talk about Impact.
You got Tom Lawlor, who's going to face Rocky Romero soon. So that taping, like, it's already pre-taped, but that's going to be appearing. And,
all right, the Rocky Lions Break shows, right? The American ones.
Yeah.
And
also, like, Rocky's had his history with MLW as well, so it's going to be a nice little collaboration thing. But aside from that, no, I don't think so.
Fair enough. Nathan in the chat has just said, this isn't Wrestling Revolution 3D. It's better. And I appreciate that, Nathan. For some reason, when going live on Facebook, it will only let me go live if I pick a game that we're playing.
Yeah.
I noticed that last week. Yeah.
I don't know why. I do not know why. Facebook, fix your shit. Like, it might be Facebook, it might be Streamlabs, because I'm streaming this from Streamlabs. And when I hit go live on Streamlabs, it sets up with Twitch. And with Twitch, it lets me choose just chatting. Like, just chatting is an option for Twitch, right? Which is what we're doing. We're just chatting. And so I want to do the same thing for Facebook, but that's not an option. And it's like, you have to pick a game before you go live. You can't be going live with none. So I'm like, what the... I'm not doing Facebook gaming right now. I'm just doing Facebook Live. What the hell is wrong with you? Anyway, so that's why it says we're playing Wrestling Revolution 3D. It's the closest thing I could think of. Right? I just type in wrestling.
So some game that had wrestling in the title. So
yeah, that's it. That's it. Wrestling Revolution 3D. I've never heard of it. I might look it up now. Might play it on Twitch. But no, so let's move on then. If that's it for Japan, let's move on to Impact, because I haven't seen this article yet. You sent me the link to this article. Just so people know, this has been a real rush job because I've been out all day, and so I didn't have time to actually prep the show. But let's look at this article together. Impact Wrestling filed for Paycheck Protection Program loan. So is this similar to our JobKeeper thing? Is it?
That's the first thing I thought of when you shared. I saw the article.
Yeah. Okay. So according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Anthem Wrestling Exhibitions applied for a PPP loan. The loan is between $150,000 to $350,000 with the intention to save 106 jobs. Okay. So is this... They're in Canada, aren't they?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like something America would do. That doesn't sound right. Didn't they just give everyone $1,200 and they're like, here, let this last you 3 months.
Yeah, that'll get you through on it.
It's like, whether they got accepted or not, we don't know, but that money will come in real handy given the like dozens or hundreds of names they've teased for Slammiversary, trying to keep them on. So
I don't think it'll count if you're hiring new people, surely.
I'm honestly not too sure.
But yeah, so...
Like, they're independent contractors as well, so I don't know where that lies.
Yeah, so Impact, I don't know.
I'm sure Canada is far more generous, so they could be all right.
Yeah, I think they're going to be all right, though. I like this whole coronavirus thing. We're going to put this on YouTube.
I don't think we've said this. We've said the words for a while.
No, this whole I just don't give a shit today. This whole sore throat thing, sore throat virus. It's like it could kill a good number of promotions. There may be promotions that never come back. We've talked about it a few times. But Impact, especially if they're getting a loan through, I think they'll be okay. That's a lot of money, though, between $150,000 to $350,000. And they got to pay that back at some point, presumably. I mean, it says it's a loan, right?
I was going to say, those relief packages could be like zero interest or very low interest.
Let's check it out. What's the Paycheck Protection Program? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
And we're assuming it's Canada.
Well, I think Anthem is based in Canada.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
So GBH bet the Young Lions before, and now we've got Hirooki Goto teaming with Gabriel Kidd. I don't know if I've seen a Gabriel Kidd match before, maybe, possibly. Taking on Tenkoji. So I'm predicting Tenkoji will get the win.
Okay, so this is from the United States Small Business Administration. So that's the place that Linda McMahon heads up, or did head up. I don't know if she's still in the cabinet. Trump's cabinet revolves like fucking... one of his hotel doors. But
so you ended up on an American thing, not Canadian, though?
Yeah, no, when I looked it up, it says U.S. Small Business Administration. So maybe they're in...
Linda McMahon ain't giving any money to Impact.
I don't think she's personally in charge of the approval process, though. She might be. If she is... that's not going to work. But, yeah. Unless there is a Canada one as well and it's called the same thing. I don't know.
Possibly.
It says it's a US thing. Everything I'm seeing here is US.
B+, your legal litigation team coming to you live.
That's what we do. We Google things. It's very, very legally sound. What do I do when? So, yeah, we got... That's all we have in the way of Impact news, though, is because there's not a lot going on. There's not a lot going on. Are they still
not until next week when they have their big show?
Yeah, right. And that should promise to be actually discussion worthy. Like I might actually watch this Impact show. That's one of the bonuses of this whole corona sore throat pandemic. Is I might watch Impact. Yeah.
Was this Impact or don't they have Slammiversary? Is that coming up very soon?
That's what we're talking about. Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. Slammiversary is next week.
So this one we've got to get off Fight TV or something, is it?
Yeah, we'll look into it. We'll find it. We'll find it somewhere. Over in AEW land, though, big thing to talk about. Nathan's brought it up in the chat too, the FTW title. Let's talk about it, Nathan. The FTW title. I am a huge, huge fan of this move. I watched Fyter Fest. Full disclosure, Fyter Fest Night 2, I fell asleep partway through and forget major chunks of the show. And I haven't had time to go back and rewatch it yet just because of life. So I fell asleep and missed major chunks of the show. But the one thing that I came out of that show very, very excited about was the FTW title. But I'm seeing a lot of negative feedback online, like this Cage Side Seats article. I don't understand why AEW brought back the FTW championship. Because it's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, I think people are pretty split on this, but I like it. I was not an ECW person. I didn't see any history of it. I was always aware of it.
Yeah.
So,
well, this is something that Taz, like the concept, the creation of it, the payment of it, this is all Taz. Like, this is never ECW's property. So, like, I was worried when I actually saw it, just like, oh, they going to get into some weird legal battle. But no, Taz can do whatever the hell he wants with the FTW title.
That was my thing. I thought that. And so I looked that up. And so I've got that article here for us to look at as well. It does say news on why it's allowed. Basically, yeah, Taz designed it. It was created and owned by Taz, was never owned by ECW. So it never transferred over to WWE's ownership. So he owns the title, owns the design of the belt. It's his to do whatever he wants with, which is, he can even merchandise it. I don't like belt replicas.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I would probably buy if I could to display it behind me here. Like, I love that belt. Because, okay, first off, as an edgy teen, fuck the world, mm-hmm. you know? Right? Like when
for the win. For the win. That's what it means, mate.
When people started saying for the win, like in chat or whatever, or like on Twitter, I was like, fuck the world. Like, that's what I knew FTW as. I knew it as fuck the world.
It took me for the longest time to know that it meant for the win. Yeah. Like, they would have it at the end of a tweet, blah, 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 FTW. I'm like, that doesn't seem right. The context is...
Yeah, why are you saying fuck the world here? This doesn't make sense to me. No, so I agree. That's what it always threw me through a loop. But having that title back, I'm a huge fan of it. Now, so the history of the title was similar to what's going on in Impact, where... So in ECW, Shane Douglas was the world's heavyweight champ, and he was out injured and couldn't defend. So Taz brought in his own belt and started defending it and saying he was the real champ, right? So Moxley hasn't been around because of the coronavirus thing. And I think maybe we're not going to get this Fight for the Fallen match. I think that's why they've brought it in. I think... And that's what the article does go on to say. So the article goes on to say that this becomes irrelevant in a week, because if he loses at Fight for the Fallen, it just shows that that title means nothing. If he wins at Fight for the Fallen, he doesn't need this title, right?
There might be some sort of shady finish where they can say, you know, it's not going to be officially recognized by AEW, so it's not going to be defended ever, is it? It's just going to be just... something to carry around.
AEW, yeah, but what he's saying is he can carry it around all he wants, but it's not going to mean anything. AEW aren't going to do shady finishes in a title match. They've promised us that from the get-go. They've delivered on it from the get-go. I don't see him doing a shady finish.
Well, that's the thing. I thought that because, like, just the way they introduced it, that because Fight for the Fallen, the match was supposed to happen at Night 2 of Fyter Fest, how if there was a shady finish, then you could have the following week Taz come out saying, because there's a shady finish, he should be champion. Here's the FTW belt.
Yeah. But, yeah, you'd think that'd be better, but I just think the match isn't going to happen.
Is it going to be live or pre-taped? Do we know the schedule for that one?
I have no idea. I think it's live.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's live, yeah.
Because I haven't seen anything about it having been taped already, but AEW keep their shit under wraps.
Except for Ricky Starks, that got out.
Did it?
Yeah, that was out. They talked about it on Voices of Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Like 5 days before the match was on.
Oh, well, there you go.
Didn't hear it? Yeah.
So some things do break out. But, you know, Ricky Starks, that's big news. But the FTW title, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. I have seen a lot of negativity towards it, but I think, like, first off, Tony Khan is a huge ECW mark, right? Like, he's talked about his dad taking him to ECW arena shows when he was a kid, right?
Which WCW is ECW Mark also, I think. But yeah,
I think that's more Cody. I mean, he was a wrestling fan. He was a fan of all wrestling, you know, just like we are. But he talks specifically about having a very fond place in his heart for ECW and remembering his dad taking him to ECW arena shows, which always stood out to me because I'm like, they're billionaires. Wait. And they went to hang out at this dodgy arena in Philly. Like, wasn't his dad just like, well, why are we going here?
Tony Khan could have ended up like being the next Batman. They could have been walking outside and Tony Khan's dad could have got murdered by a thug and then he'd have to grow up to be Batman.
He could have. You know, Joker's on Amazon Prime and I'm going to watch that this week. Just complete side note. I haven't seen Joker yet and I'm going to watch it.
That's a good movie, but, you know.
I'm excited.
It's not the be-all, end-all.
Well, I've been waiting to watch it forever. I'm very excited. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this move, and I think it's mostly just to stroke Tony Khan's fandom and having Taz. And Taz is fucking great, cutting promos with FTW again. I don't know. I'm into it. I'm super into it. What else happened at Fyter Fest Night 2? How did the match that I fell asleep, that you mentioned it to me, and I was like, oh shit, I don't even remember that match happening, was Jericho and Orange Cassidy. How did that all go down?
That main evented and Orange Cassidy tried, and he definitely tried. It was incredible.
Yeah. So I should definitely go back and watch that. I'll probably go back and watch it tomorrow, to be honest with you. I got a skate session planned tomorrow, but then in the afternoon I'm completely free. So I'll probably go back and watch it and finally get around to watching Great American Bash Night 2. How did the spoilers that we provided last week hold up?
Pretty sound, yeah.
We knew it was.
I had my doubts. I was like, they could have shot multiple endings. Like, they could have.
No, they haven't done multiple endings. Like, the only thing they said maybe multiple endings for was for WrestleMania. And for those kind of shows, I don't know. Like, the amount of pyro they used in that photo, like, just, yeah. Not going
to
happen.
So it held up. I was right. He had to win. He had to win. Yeah. He ticks all the boxes for corporate WWE. And that's the thing, is it just doesn't feel genuine. I don't feel like he earned this title. I know in my heart that he did, but I don't feel like he did because of everything that's going on in the world, and it's WWE, and WWE are gross. You feel me?
I get it.
Am I alone in that?
There's a reason I don't watch any of it. So
I'm hoping the rain will help. Like, they teased immediately after that Karrion Kross is going to be gunning for him. So right.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be good. That'll actually be a pretty good match. Keith Lee can take Cross to a good match for sure.
We also had Aussie Boy Bronson. He had a great match with Tony Nese earlier in that one. So he's slowly getting a bit of wins here and there, like after he helped out Karrion not too long ago.
And after he featured on the Last Ride documentary with Undertaker, which we talked about last week. We didn't even mention that.
No.
He was in that whole section with Taker at the Performance Center.
Watching over the videos of the big men.
Yeah, how he goes in to give advice to the big boys, and he was there, and they showed a lot of...
And Vink was there as well.
Yeah, but they specifically showed, you know, Jonah and his footage and stuff of him doing the big splash and stuff. So I was like, that's pretty cool. They must... Someone likes him, someone in the editing department.
Well, Tenkoji just beat Hirooki Goto and Gabriel Kidd. Koji got in with the big lariat and then pinned him. So took Gabriel Kidd's head off.
We've got to give the spoiler alert before.
Yeah,
this.
We can.
It's live.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. We're live and he's live.
People can be watching wrestling live and listening to us.
Clearly he is live at Osaka Joe Hall. He has to give us the updates as they come in. So anything else from Great American Bash worth talking about?
The eight-man tag.
I need to watch it soon, but...
Eight-man tag with Young Bucks and FTR against Butcher Blade and the Lucha Brothers. There was a...
Oh, yeah, that's Fyter Fest. No, that was decent. Yeah, definitely.
The Springboard Canadian Destroyer looked terrifying. That was the best spot of the entire match.
Yeah. I've seen that move a few times. Or I've seen, like, the top rope ones and stuff. And it's always terrifying. Any variant on a Canadian destroyer is terrifying. Anything where you're dropping on your head, and then when you add more height, like, what the fuck are you doing? You know? That's not my kind of wrestling. I don't know.
I was taking drop kicks today in the ring, and that was scary enough.
I was going to say, you've taken bumps. How do you feel about seeing people drop on their neck now?
Yeah, it's not pretty. Even, yeah, taking a clothesline. Just, yeah, make sure I get hit right, but then also make sure you land right. That's the more important one.
So. Yeah, absolutely. You're focusing on getting your chest in the right spot. Well, really, that's more on the person throwing the clothesline, right? They need to be looking at where they're throwing it.
Yeah, just the timing. There's so many things to consider.
Yeah.
And you too can learn these at July 25th at the TCW Open Day.
Well done, well done.
I need one of those. I need a sound effect.
For your consideration.
Promotional considerations paid for by the following. Anyway, let's move on and talk about some WWE stuff. I got a video here for us to watch because Matt Riddle has... Oh, that's the coronavirus stuff. There we go. Here we go. Matt Riddle has posted to Twitter, and I haven't watched this video yet. Again, this show has been thrown together very quickly, grabbing the headlines before we went live. Want to know the truth about these allegations? Watch this video. So I figured we could watch this together and...
I've already seen it, so yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You can play it, but I'm gonna watch the wrestling on the TV.
Because I was worried. I'm like, this could be really bad.
No,
but if, I did it.
But if Mysterious says it's all right, let's hit it. Let's do it.
I'm gonna make this quick. I have never in my entire life sexually assaulted a man, woman, or anybody, and that includes Samantha Tavel, Candy Cartwright. I never sexually assaulted you. The story about that band trip and the driver being asleep and me forcing you to do stuff and hop on whatever is a complete lie. It's a fabricated story because you're still mad. You know why you're mad? Because yes, you're right. We had an affair. You have plenty of evidence of that. And you know what? I never denied it because it happened. Do I want to talk about it? Do I really want to share about it? No, it's embarrassing because I feel like a real piece of crap cheating on my wife and doing that and now having to talk about it publicly, but I have to. We had a relationship. We had a fling. I started to get sad and depressed because I was lying to my wife so much to hide what I was doing. I was lying to all my friends because I didn't want anybody to know because it's not something cool. I didn't want to brag about it. I tried to end it. I told my wife about you and us. I tried to end it. I blocked you. I blocked your social media. You then started using messaging apps and you kept coming. I blocked those. I got a new number. You got my new number and kept messaging me. You literally got on social media accounts for other companies, kept messaging me until I blocked them. Now you have literally started harassing me, showing up to hotels, harassing my friends. Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? At this point, you have to realize if you don't think you're stalking me or harassing me, you're crazy. And if you are at home and you don't think that's harassment, you're crazy. At the end of the day, I'm not perfect. We did have an affair and I'm not happy about that. But I never sexually abused anybody. I never sexually assaulted anybody. And when I wanted to get out of this relationship, out of this situation, she said no, and she kept pursuing me and harassing me and stalking me. And then when she didn't get her way, she used the Speak Out movement to try to ruin my career. Completely unacceptable. That's all I really had to say. That's the story. Everybody have a great day. Take care. Later.
Okay.
Now it's Master Wato in his return match from Excursion, taking on Doki, and he's beating the shit out of him.
Mate, we're dealing with the heavy concept of Speak Out here.
I appreciate that.
Have you not seen Master Wato?
I appreciate Ben's input after that. So thank you, Ben.
Master Wato? No, I haven't seen him. Obviously, he's just come back.
Yeah, Kawada, whatever his name was. I've never actually seen him wrestle before.
What's the gimmick? You've got your phone as the camera, right? Can you get us to see the gimmick? Can we see it?
Oh,
is that illegal?
Hold on, did he pin him already? Hold on, is that over? No. Hold on.
Let's see if we can see it. I don't know if it's going to work with your whole I'm at Osaka Joe Hall thing. Let's see. All right, there we go.
Are we going to get taken down for showing New Japan?
A head kick? Just showing a head kick? No, I think we're all right with that. I think it's okay.
What?
Now you got to get it back in position. All right. So, I think, look, that video wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to potentially be pretty bad. But I think it would have done a lot at the end there when he said, you know, you used the movement to settle a grudge and that's not acceptable. I think it would have been nice of him to shout out all the legitimate grievances and that, you know, speaking out is important and that he supports those that are just not this scumbag because she's lying, right? Like, I think
it was all in one take, so you're probably not going to hit everything that you wanted to do.
No,
so.
Yeah, and he's notoriously, absolutely, like, he's just him. He's not a PR person at all. He's not going to think of, oh, I should make sure I point out that there is valid stuff here, just not this one. But it's interesting to hear the other side of it, because a lot of the time you don't hear the other side of it, but I'm glad that he's using his platform and speaking out and being like, yeah, this is all bullshit, you know? And now we hear both sides of the story and we can go, okay, there's clearly a failed broken relationship here between a bunch of broken people and probably should have stayed private.
And it didn't.
So
don't cheat on your wives.
Yeah.
Or whoever.
Yeah.
Plural.
If you feel the urge to cheat, ask first. Just ask, honey, is it okay if? You never know. You never know. It might work for you. Might be like, well, never thought anyone would ask that. Sure, I don't know how to say no to that now. You know? That could work in your favor. But yeah, no, don't cheat, people. No lying or cheating. Not good. But anyway, he's getting a title shot now. I just thought it was interesting. He comes out on social media swinging like, this is all bullshit, fuck it, rah rah, I'm going to tell the truth. And then, Intercontinental title shot. Here you go, son. I just thought it was interesting timing.
Who's that again? Is that AJ Styles?
Yeah.
Against AJ, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be cool.
That actually may get me to tune into SmackDown. Maybe. Maybe. He's got to win, right?
Are they doing the match on SmackDown, not pay-per-view?
Not at the moment. No, just SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown.
Okay. Yeah.
He might lose and then, there might be shenanigans and then stretch it out. Because AJ's the heel now, right? Because heel and face is just super malleable in WWE. He was a face not long ago.
No.
But I don't know. Yeah, so he's but Matt Riddle has to win, right?
Either that or screwy finish, which
is possible with WWE. Yeah, absolutely is possible. But I'd like to see him win. I want to see him just go undefeated, just be like the new Brock Lesnar, right?
AJ's only recently won the belt, though.
I know, but
yeah,
but it's Matt Riddle. We're making a star here. We want to make a star. This is their first legitimate chance at making a star since
for a while.
Who was the last one that they could have but didn't? Braun Strowman, maybe?
Well, what's the last one that got turned into a star? Would it be Becky Lynch?
That wasn't on purpose, though.
She happened by accident, and they've done everything they possibly can to fuck her up. You know? Like, they tried. They tried to get in her way. I don't know.
They pushed Charlotte. Yeah.
But in the men's divisions, this is their first chance at making a star since Braun Strowman, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when he was really hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't fuck it up. Like, let him win. Just let him go straight over AJ Styles clean. Don't even care. Like, AJ's on the back end of his career. You know, does he need it?
Did he say he only had like 2 years to go? He's signed his final contract or something?
Yeah,
if 5 year deal a couple of years ago,
5 years, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but they say that though. They say I've signed my last contract, but they'll be back for the big money at some point.
Legends contract.
Yeah. Does he get a Legends contract? I don't know if he gets a Legends contract until they buy Impact. And then they trot him out as, you know, old man Styles to sell all the old TNA greatest hits DVDs in their library. Tune into the network. You know? I don't know. Maybe he gets a Legends contract. Has he done enough in WWE?
When he retires, he'll be like first year Hall of Fame, don't you reckon?
Well, he'll be
just for the way their Hall of Fame
first
works,
ballot, but like he'll be one of the leaders.
Like when Edge, like when he retired in like February and then that.
Like the next year.
No, it was still that calendar year, wasn't it? Oh, no, because the last match was at WrestleMania, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So then the next year he was in. Yeah.
It was the next year.
So I could see. Oh, well, Undertaker's retired, hasn't he? So thank you, Taker.
Well, he's got to go Hall of Fame next year then, surely.
Didn't Rey Mysterio just announce his retirement a week ago or something?
Well, he's not under contract.
He better not have, because that's a spoiler.
Yeah. Yeah.
didn't they do that on Raw or SmackDown like 2 weeks ago? They advertised Rey Mysterio to announce.
It's more about the story. Like, it was Seth Rollins announcing Rey's retirement for him. It's a story bit. Yeah.
Right. There you go. That's it. Okay. Let's move on. Let's talk some more title stuff. We've got the title shot here. We also have a redesigned title in WWE. Did you guys see the US title redesign?
I think it looks all right. I can't even remember what it used to look like.
I like it, but it's tiny. That is actually what you're seeing on your screen. That's to scale.
It looks like a ring that would go on your finger.
That's the size of it. That's how big it is. And Bobby Lashley has to... It fits on one of his pecs.
Okay.
Well, MVP is holding it at the moment, so it's just like... Yeah.
MVP's not small either. Like,
no.
It's tiny. I couldn't find a picture of Bobby Lashley holding it.
The font and everything, I like it. It looks good.
I prefer the old design, but at the same time, what the US title represented, it doesn't, that's not what it represents anymore. So changing it kind of helps in that regard.
The previous design, was that the one they had since like WCW invasion era type of stuff? Seems like they had it for a long time.
Since like when they reintroduced it back in 2003 with bloody Eddie winning it, they haven't changed it. They haven't touched it, like except for Cena's Spinner US. You want to count that?
I'm trying to find a better picture of it. Now, I don't have the software that I need. And if I had planned ahead, I would have been able to find the software I need to show you this. So this was the old design. Hang on. Let's go back.
Master Wato just won his return match. Looked like it was a good match. Saw in the background. One worth going back and watching, I think.
So that was the design before.
Yeah, it seemed like it was that forever.
Yeah.
Or 2003, Mysterio just said.
17 years, yeah.
The new title, though. Okay, so I can't show you. It's not... I can't find a better picture. But have a look here where my mouse is. Do you see that? I wonder if I can zoom. Can I... See, open the image in a new tab, maybe. See if it makes it any bigger. There we go. Okay. All right. See this here? It is a penis. The balls and the M, it's a penis. Why is
something you're always on the eye for, are you?
Why? No, it's... Does it not stick out to you?
It does. Yeah.
I never noticed it.
Just the way the M is, like it's a weird penis, but it's a penis.
It's eagle penis.
Okay. Let us know in the chat.
What's the next story, Greg?
Let us know in the chat. Am I crazy? Am I, you know, in the closet and don't even realize it? Do I just have dick on the brain? Or does that look like a dick? Because it looks like a dick to me. There's just a big dick. Bobby Lashley, dick champion.
I find it interesting that on the promotional poster for the horror show at Extreme Rules, as it's now called, but they still have the old design for Apollo, so they're not even ready to show it on him yet.
Yeah, the horror show at WWE is really this. We've got at least 30 tested positive for the coronavirus.
And that was back when that testing was done, so it might be more now. But
God knows. That's the real horror show. Why would you call it horror show? Like with everything going on. But I guess they're going to have a CGI eye pull, right? So.
Yeah. So
that. This is a report here from Wrestling, 411 Mania. The current plan. So we talked about it last week. We've got the swamp match. That's going to be a cinematic match. And now we have eye for an eye. And you lose the match by literally everyone else is saying it doesn't look like a dick. I disagree. It's a dick belt. It will forever be the dick belt to me. You got a dick for president. You got a dick for a champion. The US dick belt. We got this here. eye for an eye match. It's going to be a cinematic match, and you actually win the match by gouging out your opponent's eye.
PG era, ladies and gentlemen.
The current plan is for the match to be taped and use CGI to show an eye being pulled out as the finish. Now,
what's... It didn't stop Vader and Stan Hansen.
Thank you, God.
What's the plan here, though? Like, okay, say Seth Rollins loses. Is he just going to wrestle in an eye patch for the rest of his career? Is that going to be, like, the thing that defines him?
Yeah, well, we've seen it's pretty hard to wrestle with an eye patch because Moxley had a hard time.
Yeah.
Having to keep changing it.
I mean, if you gouge out Rey Mysterio's eye, he can always just wear a new mask with mesh. And so he can still see out of the mesh, but you just don't know. So I...
And he's the blind wrestler?
Yeah. Well, one eye blind. So he has to lose, right? Rey Mysterio has to lose. The just announcing it as an eye for an eye match, to me, is a spoiler that Rey Mysterio loses.
Yeah.
We'll I think they should do a cinematic match that like crosses over with some of the WWE Studios movies. Like the swamp fight ends up going into the house from See No Evil or whatever with Kane in it, and then like Kane turns up as that character, or
Jacob Goodnight comes in and just with
the condemned. Yeah. the Halle Berry movie was actually pretty good.
Was Kane's character from See No Evil?
Is that who Dominic Goodnight was? Who was that?
I don't know. Jacob something.
Now you're thinking of Isaac Yankum. That was his dentist character.
A whole slew of those. They can cross over into some 12 rounds or something like that.
Yeah, bring wasn't Moxley in one of them? Bring him in.
Was he in the Dolph Ziggler one?
I don't know.
Was with the Dolph Ziggler with no Rusev with a gun. Yeah. I think that's what that movie's called.
Rusev with a gun.
Jacob Goodnight. That's the character he played in See No Evil for Kane.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Was right.
Yeah. How did you know that?
I've never seen those See No Evil movies. They were on Netflix for a bit. I saw Netflix the first one.
It was not great.
Well, none of the WWE movies have been great.
The Halle Berry one was really good. It was a good thriller. I think it was called.
Stone Cold one where it was The Hunger Games, but with convicts.
It was Battle Royale, except it was adults. Yes, it was not The Hunger Games.
Yeah, well, Hunger Games is Battle Royale as well. Okay,
it fucking wishes it was.
I picked the most mainstream example of what it is. Okay, more people know The Hunger Games than Battle Royale. You anime fucking nerd.
It was Fortnite, except it was a R-rated movie.
Yeah, but no. But yeah, that was a WWE film because that was okay. I actually enjoyed that movie.
It's like one of the earlier ones. It's one of very off the cuff. Yeah.
I just for some reason remember Stone Cold ziplining at some point and thinking that was hilarious.
I've never seen it. Maybe that could be a future movie pick.
Let's watch The Condemned. Is it The Condemned? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
I'll look it up. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. In the chat, Matthew's saying that there's a bar fight. So Jeff Hardy and Sheamus are doing a cinematic match as well.
I don't know if it's cinematic, but that's how it's been announced. It's been announced as a bar fight.
Okay, so first off,
they can't. They're just going to copy the Adam Page stuff from the Stadium Stampede. That bar fight, which was the best bar fight you can ever have in a wrestling.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. So first off, we have Eye for an Eye, which is lifted, like the marketing at least. Eye for an Eye, the name of it. Lifted from AEW because
AEW did it.
Yeah. They did it with the whole Santana and Moxley thing. Now, they didn't actually have you gouge out an eye to finish the match, which I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of into it. It's pretty cool. I'm willing to watch this. I'm definitely watching this, you know, just to see how bad. Because the last lot of cinematic stuff with the Street Profits and stuff was awful. Awful bad.
Yes.
Awful. You know, and so this could go swing back to being good like the WrestleMania stuff was, or it could just continue that trend, in which case this will be the god-awful most worst thing ever and it should be amazing because of it. So, but then if you're going to have the bar fight as well, like you said, the stuff they did with Hager and Hangman was so great. How can you not be compared to that? Do you want to be compared to that? Can you live up to that? Because they just had that one little moment and they did the pool table and all that, all the stuff you expect from a good bar fight, and they condensed it into a spot in the match.
Well, they do the old Western saloon bit where they drag across the bar, getting smashed into everything.
It was like, perfect. Yeah. They had a drink first, which they can't do with Jeff Hardy and Sheamus because that would be awful.
Yeah. They have had like bar themed fights. I remember like the APA back in like the early 2000s. I'm pretty sure they had like a bar fight. I don't think it was called that, but
yeah. So we did find it definitely is the Condemned. We're going to watch the trailer to end this show because we're going to watch that next week. We're going to find it somewhere.
Sure it's streaming somewhere before you say that we're going to do this.
We'll find it somewhere.
As long as I don't have to pay for it.
That's fine. We'll find it somewhere. If someone has to pay for it, I'll pay for it and I'll send you the link. Don't worry about it. So we're going to watch The Condemned next week. Everyone watch The Condemned, and we're going to talk about that next week. But I've got a confirmation here from Michael that the zip line bit is at the end of the movie. So spoiler alert, he does do a zip line bit. It's the only thing I remember. I remember Stone Cold's a convict.
Does it have explosions behind him at the same time? I think so.
I don't know why the zip line thing stands out to me. But the zipline thing stands out to me, and I remembered that. And it's from what year is it? 2007, this movie. So it's from 13 years ago. I watched it, and it stands out. Something else we're going to watch. Let's look at the trailer for this WWE 2K Battlegrounds. Rose says, do a backflip. There might be backflips in this, Rose. So I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. Have you guys watched this?
Yes.
I
haven't watched it. It looks like something.
Okay.
Is that Elias? Oh, it's Daniel Bryan. That's Edge, right?
Yeah, that's Edge.
Edge doing AJ Styles pose. But okay. So
that doesn't look any better than it did before.
No, it does to me. That looks better than it did before. Before it looked like a Street Fighter knockoff. At least it's in a ring.
Yeah, that's so something. There's like some three-dimensional movement around each other instead of just left or right. So
yeah, it actually looked like it was trying to imitate wrestling, you know?
I'll play it when it goes free to PlayStation Plus, but I might pick it up.
I did see the pre-order,
You want it? You just want Edge, so.
I did. No, I'm not going to pre-order it. There's no way. I'm not paying full price for that game. I'll buy it a couple of weeks later. I'm not buying, because here's the thing. I don't know the exact release date. I probably should have looked at that. Was there a release date in that video?
Nothing stood out. I don't know. Didn't catch one.
WWE 2K Battlegrounds release date. I should have looked at that. Pre-order now. Okay. Just give me the date. Fascinating 18th. Audio. 18th of September. Okay, so a week before that, I think, or 2 weeks before that, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remaster. And then not long before that, Skater XL. I don't know. I'm going to be knee-deep in some skateboarding video games, and there's no way I'm going to want to play this shit. But
understandable,
yeah. Yeah, but there you go. For those who are interested, for those who that trailer really turned on, 18th of September 2020. The bulk of our listeners listen to this in audio only, and so, sorry, guys, all you got was a song.
They're missing out a lot on this podcast in general. Check out
the Battlegrounds trailer. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll drop a link in the show notes. I don't do that very often, but, you know, in this case, I think I might have to. Now, before we get to talking about The Condemned, let's bring our faces back in. Let's talk about another wrestling movie that we have on the agenda. This was the one we watched this week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you both watch it?
I watched it last night.
I watched. Yep. I got my homework done early this week. It's like Tuesday night, it's like, I could just play some Call of Duty or something, but I've got this movie to watch. I'm not going to wait until like the last minute. So watch Grunt, the wrestling movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I watched it earlier than normal. I watched it yesterday. Normally I watch it right before we go live, but I watched it yesterday. Here we go. Grunt, the wrestling movie from 1985. Not going to bury the lead here. Yeah. I fucking love this goddamn movie, man.
When it got towards the end, I started loving it less, but at the first half an hour... Yeah. This was just, I wrote in our group chats, like, this might be the best movie ever.
Yes.
it's up there with, in terms of the ones we've watched, it's very much up there. So big shout out to JT Robinson for giving us this suggestion.
Thank you very much for this experience.
It was
a quick little rundown at the the fine details here. It's a 5.0 on IMDb, released in 1985, rated R. It's a comedy crime mystery. So
well, I can pinpoint the probably points for why it's rated R, but yeah.
Yeah. A documentary crew sets out to unravel one of the professional wrestling's most closely guarded secrets. Is former champion Mad Dog Joe DiCurso now wrestling as The Mask? Directed by Alan Holzman, whoever that is. It's a few recognizable like wrestlers, like you got Dick Murdoch and a few other random people popping up throughout it. But was there any actors that looked familiar to you guys? Did you?
No, not that I saw. I mean,
pretty fucking grainy, this Daily Motion. Apparently it's on Tubi, but I don't have Tubi on my phone, so I couldn't check it. So I'm assuming Tubi had a better quality version.
When I looked for it on Tubi, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I looked just through the desktop thing, but maybe the app that I use,
I'm gonna double check,
tells you where everything's streaming. Sometimes it's not always accurate.
So. Yeah, maybe it's on Tubi because I saw that it was on Amazon Prime, but only in America.
Oh, okay.
So I could have watched it on Amazon Prime using my my VPN, but no, it's not showing up on Tubi. Definitely not on Tubi.
All right.
But it's on Daily Motion. People can find it. Grunt the Wrestling
it's like
Movie.
480p rip of like off of VHS or something. So if you can put up with that.
I thought it was meant to look like. I mean, it was from 1985.
I thought it was.
And
on purpose.
It was meant to look like a B grade documentary as well. Yeah. So
the
in
whole
1985.
The opening part is black and white. And I was like, is this movie meant to be black and white? Or is this just the clip that we've got? So can we just recount the whole beginning here with the decapitation of. Which we laughed hysterically at when we watched the trailer last week.
Well, because the trailer, it was so unexpected. Like, we had no idea what we were getting into. And it was just wow. Just wow. But yeah.
So, was it the crusher or head crusher or whatever that wrestler had was decapitated? Like, was this meant to be shoot decapitation? Because the way that the wrestlers and the commentators are talking about is like, oh, but is he still going to be champion? And he's like, he's come back from worse injuries.
He's
and I'm just laughing so hard.
No, you're saying it like a regular person. He's come back from worse injuries. No, it was a wrestling pro. He's like, but the head crusher, he's come back from worse than this. And it's like, wait, he has no head. God.
So I was expecting that guy to be revealed as the one of the. Like, just come back under the mask or something. It's like that
well,
guy
he was already
gone.
Under a mask.
And then the very ending reveal, it's like the whole movie is leading you to believe that the mask is Joe DiCurso, but then Joe DiCurso just turns up at the end.
Yeah.
It's like, what was...
Why?
Just swerved us.
Just why? It was a big swerve. Yeah. It was Vince Russo booked the grunt.
Probably.
Just there, the ending at least.
It was great. I loved it. I was a big fan of Exotic Adrian Street showing up.
Yeah, I didn't know this was an actual wrestler until I looked further into it, but I'm like, they've really gone out to like make the most extravagant looking wrestling in this movie here.
Yeah, I think we should watch...
Yeah, the wrestling was wonderful.
I think we should watch the Adrian Street documentary next.
Okay, if there is one.
There is, because spoiler alert, I fucking forgot to turn off the auto renew on my WWE network. And so I got charged again, so we have to use it for something this month.
Fair enough.
We got The Condemned this week, so then we'll have a week's break from the campy 80s stuff, and we'll go back to the 80s, and we'll watch Adrian Street on WWE Network the week after, I reckon.
I've got a few dot points written down, so we'll see where this goes. I've written decapitation. Is he still champion? Then I've got, this is amazing. Then I've got... Conspiracy Dr. Tweed. So this Dr. Tweed character, I'm like,
yes,
I loved
him.
Just gonna love this guy.
I loved that dude.
It seemed like he was straight out of Dragon Ball Z. It's like, well, who is this guy reminding me of?
He's wearing the hat, and I just love like when they're at ringside, and he's like, he does all the same moves, and he turns around, he's watching the match, and he turns around, he's like, see, it's gotta be him. just so
How
over
about
the
lunch?
Top and campy. Fucking loved it.
Gene Simmons mask. So the mask is the mask that he's using is just the Gene Simmons patterned makeup. So Cannibal Holocaust vibes. Just something like you cut to the document. Have you guys seen Cannibal Holocaust? Probably not.
No, okay. Sorry.
I don't recommend.
I've seen Cannibal the Musical, which was made by the South Park guys when they were in college.
That's very different. Holds up. Yeah. So you got Tony Tom, that the documentary maker is on screen, and then he's like, he's dealing with all his footage. So, oh, I've got all this footage, but what am I going to make from it? And he's reviewing his film. And then it was just funny that it was just, he just rolls up the garage door. It's like, just made it look like it was the most shitty, cheapest movie you could ever make. That's sort of
real. He used all his mum's money on it. And for
I loved that. I loved that. I like the whole mockumentary thing. I'm a big fan of mockumentaries. So,
and when you're interviewing all the people, it's like, oh, what do you, like 6 years later, what do you think's happened? All this sort of stuff. So it reminded me of when Leslie Nielsen was going around trying to find The Undertaker. And it's like, I think I saw The Undertaker at the supermarket. Remember that in the new, when it was Undertaker versus Undertaker in the New Gen era?
Oh, right. Yeah.
So just to preface this, so the man who lost his head held the title for 6 years, and then they finally decided we should probably,
It has come to our attention that in the 6 years since his decapitation, he has not defended the title once.
This company is booked so terribly.
Well, no, it wasn't a company. It was like an NWA-style thing, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
Because they showed him in like different places with it, I think. That was the vibe I got. It was like a territory system kind of thing.
Now, the songs in this movie, I was meant to get some of the lyrics here, but it's like, wrestling tonight, hear the snap, crack, you know, it was just the most rubbish.
The lyrics. Snap sounds like someone's eating a chip. It doesn't sound like bone. It's just,
it was so campy.
You gotta feel that crunch.
It was so campy.
There was multiple matches in the movie, and they just like, it's like, oh, they're doing the same song again.
Like the wrestling wasn't the focus of it, which is weird because the wrestling was actually pretty good for 80s.
Well, I think they've clearly...
It has wrestling in it. The wrestling
was really good. Well, they've clearly just gone and filmed wrestling matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
It was wrestling matches, yeah.
Got Mask versus El Toro. And so El Toro, that was... Armando Guerrero? No, it was a Guerrero.
It was one of the Guerreros. I thought so. I thought it was.
And then in the end credits, it said that Guerrero, he was the person that organized all the wrestling, whatever word.
So the Guerrero family, man, we owe them so much.
Then I've written
Chavo helped the ladies in Glow.
Yeah, well, and his uncle helped the original Glow too.
Yeah,
and so we owe them so much for our non-wrestling content. We should probably
Your audio is really low.
Yeah, you ducked down a lot, Greg.
Is it because we watched a video again, or is it just because I was sitting back?
I don't know. It's been like the last minute or so.
That video, I think.
Yeah, it was the video. God damn it. God damn it, videos. Why do you
but
do
just
that
like, just the other points, just like the fact that I didn't know any of the extra, like who the actors were, it kind of helped to the shoddiness of the personality that you talked to, and just the trainer who wouldn't stop cursing every 5 seconds.
That
guy was hilarious.
The ex-girlfriend who's Lola, like who's still obsessed and
throwing all the photos and all the clothes. Here, have them, get them out of my house.
About the human pyramid, the handicap match?
That's where it lost me.
How does that lose you?
So we've got four little people. Versus
the human pyramid.
What's the correct term now? Is it little people? Because I've been told little people is offensive, but I've been told midget
was
is
like the most safe term.
Yeah, midget, dwarf,
we
little people.
We
want to
know what the correct word is, but we don't know.
I'm going to say all of them because I don't know which is the right one.
I'm going to say it can't be midget. That seems like the most offensive.
Really?
Well, you can use it if you want,
Wee
but
Man
you're going
to
get cancelled.
Wee Man said that's what he wants to be called. He was like, I'm a midget. That's what I am. I remember an interview with him, but that's Wee Man. So let's say Wee Man like people.
Oh, every small person needs to have it in their Twitter bio. How else would you know how to address them?
Yeah, yeah. So, but there were five of them, and in one match, they made up. And it was so funny.
I thought it was four.
Was it four? I thought it was funny. Yeah, I just thought it was so funny though when they went into a huddle, and then the ref was like, "Hey, no wrestling." What did he say? No wrestling by committee or whatever. And it's like, what? So they just chaos. They're not allowed to confer with each other. Oh, so good. So over the top. I loved that. I don't know how that lost you. That made me love the movie even more. All right. Where do we think this ranks on the scale of all the non-wrestling related content we've been consuming?
We really need to compile a list because we've got so many now to consider, but this is definitely in the top third.
It's not a five like IMDb is saying. It's a lot higher than that.
I think going into it with no knowledge other than the trailer.
The trailer was great, though.
Yeah, but I went into it and I was like, this is still probably going to be crap. It probably, like, the trailer made it look hilarious, but it's an 80s movie. I don't know. I end up putting it sort of right below My Dad is a Heel Wrestler in a very different genre. Like, this was just much fun. Just campy, ridiculous fun. I think it may be the second best thing we've watched, in my opinion. Maybe.
I feel like there's something we're totally missing here. Michael, what else was there?
It's tough to say.
I feel like there was something else that was right up there with...
Banting.
Banting was very, very good.
Yes.
That's the only other contender. I would put this top three with Banting and My Dad is a Heel Wrestler.
I'd put this on par with the Mummy wrestling one that we watched.
Oh, yeah.
The Mummy one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, we need more of these. These are hilarious.
That was funny just for its incompetence. But
yeah.
Yeah. Like the hypnotism bit was amazing.
Because yeah, it lost me in the second half, really. So that's why it's about the same there. But I enjoyed myself a lot more in this than the Mummy movie.
Yeah, well, we got our next 2 weeks sorted. We're gonna watch the Adrian Street documentary on WWE Network, and we're gonna watch the Condemned. So we're gonna watch the Condemned trailer. Hopefully, we'll find a free copy of a legal copy of the Condemned to watch. Someone has offered us a DVD in the chat.
And send it to your three on.
But the thing is, yeah, we do have three. We have three people in different states, so maybe we send the DVD around and then send it back to our kind fan.
I mean, postage and handling around about this time, I don't know.
Well, you know, fuck Australia Post. How about that? Let's take a look at the Condemned trailer. No, first let's end the show because this part probably can't go on YouTube, and then we'll watch the Condemned trailer. So before we go, Asaka, Ben, starting with you, where can people find you guys online if they want to tell you what their pronouns are?
Well, you can find me online on Twitter at AsiaManiaPod, but if you want to find me in real life, you can find me at the TCW Warehouse July 25th in Launceston. So
promotional considerations paid for by the previous.
And I'm looking at the Condemned on justwatch.com.au, and it's only rentable. It's not streaming on any services.
All right, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
It's got Google Play, Microsoft Store, and YouTube.
If we can't, I have a Google account for the B+, so I'll be able to rent it on Google Play. We'll just have to watch it in that 3-day period. So we'll talk about it. We'll work that out off air. But yeah, Mysterious, where can people find you?
You can find me Facebook, Instagram, YouTube at Miss Mysterious 107. Hit me up. Mine's just straight up he, him, that guy for pronouns. But that I would guy. Love to know about other people's pronouns. So yeah.
I am at Greg Does Tweets on Twitter. Greg Does Things on YouTube, where I do my skate and stuff and some gaming stuff. Got some more stuff coming for that later this week. I am Greg Does Graham on Instagram. Greg Does Radio on Station Head, where you can check me out spinning tracks. And it's a lot of fun, and no one's on there, and it really pisses me off because it's a great social media platform, and you should all get on it because artists get paid when we listen to them, and we get to do talk radio. It's really fun. So other than that, we are the B+ Wrestle on Twitter because wrestling wouldn't fit. The B+ Wrestling everywhere else. Like, share, subscribe, 5-star review if you like what we do, and thank you for tuning in. Stick around if you're live with us. We're going to watch the trailer for The Condemned. We'll be right back.